Welcome to the KP Podcast, where we talk about the business of real estate. A podcast about leveraging opportunities, growing your business, and experiencing financial freedom. Here are your hosts, Keith Anderson and Peter Kamboukos.
Welcome to the KP Podcast, guys. We're coming to you live from the forum today. I've got Keith sitting here with me, and I am Pete. And we are coming off quite the performance. As soon as, right before we turn these mics on, we were talking about Keith's performance last night, guys. We were at an event, trivia event, Family Feud night.
Number one place winner of the trivia round.
You did. Movie
80
trivia.
People.
I will give him that.
Crushed it.
Movie trivia.
Number one.
And then, guys, we play Family Feud, okay? And you guys ever watch Family Feud when Steve Harvey gets those ridiculous answers and he just goes silent? He's looking at the audience, slapping his leg like, what did I just hear?
Yeah.
We had several of those moments with Keith last night from our host, from our MC. So much so that that last question, he's like, I don't even know if I want to ask you to answer this question.
I did it for the gram. You know, I did it for the channel.
I think we'll have some clips of that. Oh, so God. You guys might get to experience a little bit of that. It was a lot of fun.
Please help me out. Face is art. It is. It's the same thing. It's an artistic item. It doesn't
just
matter.
Just wait till you guys hear this. That was the most ridiculous one of all, I think. But anyways, that's coming.
Guys,
we'll see some clips.
Super cool topic today. We've been getting a ton of feedback and questions on this, and we want to dive deep on how you choose a team or a brokerage and what route you should go for your career and what this looks like. It's a consistent question no matter what the market's like, no matter where we're at. And it's something we weigh all the time. Like, what should you do and how should you go about doing it?
Yeah, what's important? What are you looking for? So it's that time of the year, right? Beginning of the year, people are making changes right now. So there's quite a few things to, you know, consider, guys, when you're looking at that. So I'd say let's dive right into this here. When we go, how do you choose a team or a brokerage? What are you looking for? What are you asking? And then we'll talk about at the end, you know, a little bit of team versus individual, you know, who might be good fits for what and how that looks. So one of the first things, and I would say this one right here, we probably hear more than anything of when people make a move.
Yeah.
The support that you get. Okay. And so whether that's a brokerage or a team, it's, do you have access? Is there people there that can help you? If it's a brokerage, you know, do you have access to managing brokers or designated brokers to help you ask questions? Is there staff there? Are there sales managers there? Are there people around? Is there someone to help you? Are you getting the help you need when you need help?
Yeah, most of the best teams or brokerages, they're going to have a system in place to help orchestrate that, right? Like, you have your choice, right? You can join a really small team or a really small brokerage, and you're going to have to rely on whoever that leader is for that support. As brokerages and teams scale, they use systems and processes to help give you that 24/7 type feel. That might be a frequently asked questions page or a training outlet for support on specific issues, a broker hotline, things like that. They happen to help us grow. So if you're looking at a medium-sized brokerage or team and they don't have that support metric in place, that should be something of a red flag. Like, you should see that and be like, okay, I'm worried that if I get caught on a deal, how am I going to get some help or how am I going to get this done?
Yeah, and I would say conversely to that, it doesn't mean that one size is better than another, because you have a lot of people out there who falsely think, oh, well, if I go to this really small brokerage or this really small team, I'm going to get this individualized attention. That might be true. It might not, because now you've got, you know, you've got one fail point, if you will. If you've got one broker overlooking a very small brokerage, maybe that person's going to be able to help you. What if they're not there? What if they're on vacation? What if you can't reach them? What if it's an emergency? What if you just, they don't have the resources and support that you need? Because that's part of the other thing is they think, oh, well, if it's too big, well, then I can't, you know, I'm not going to get any of that individualized touch. That's not true, because you've got a lot of people now there who are there to help. And a lot of times you might be around a greater number of more successful people. There's going to be more resources generally with some of this stuff and more availability. So there are pros and cons to both. So don't assume just because it's a size that's either smaller or bigger that one's going to be better than the other.
Another big factor to have on your list and really look through this scale is going to be training.
Mm-hmm.
Now, training is one of those that you always hear. It always gets thrown around.
Everybody says they got
Everyone says they got training. Okay. But here's something really, really important that I want you guys to take from this. If you're an experienced agent and you're like, you know what, Keith, I've been doing this for 20 years. I don't need training anymore. First off, don't lie to yourself, because we all need training no matter how long we've been doing this. A big piece of this is this market is consistently changing daily, weekly, monthly. Like, it's crazy right now. So the tools and the resources and the stuff we use today are not the same as they were even a year ago, 2 years ago. So training always has to evolve, and you as an agent always has to evolve as well. So although training may be extremely important when you're brand new, I could almost argue that it's equally as important as you grow and build through the real estate industry. So training is a key, key piece.
Yeah. And I would say, I would even put a little teaser out there, guys, for our next episode to say, I think we have seen a fundamental change in our market that we have never seen before since we've been looking at real estate, guys. So something people have never seen in their careers. We're going to leave it hanging for what that's going to be on the next episode, but I think there might be something in there to talk about, and this is exactly to your point.
It'll be a good one to tune into in a couple weeks. So guys, this is key. So training, what kind do they offer? How often do they offer it? Okay. And is it actually valuable? Is it the same reoccurring stuff, or does it evolve? Does it change? Does it actually help you grow? That's all very, very important. It needs to have it. If they don't have any training at all, again, another red flag. If they're just hoping and praying, you're just putting in units and transactions, then it's not the right team or brokerage for you.
Not hoping for the best, right? You and I are still training. We're still learning all the time.
Every day.
Guys, all the time. Be doing it till the day I die. So let's talk about another piece, which is success.
This is huge.
Success. You hear the real estate guys, shout out to the real estate guys on their podcast. They say all the time, guys, success leaves clues. Are the agents there having success? Okay. Because I hate to break this to everybody out there if you don't already know this, but there's a lot of people in this industry that may talk a big game that maybe can't back that up.
Yep.
So you can hear a lot of people talking about a lot of stuff, but are the people there actually having success? Are the numbers actually real, or is it just a lot of talk? And so that success that you're going to see there, you know, you want to see it and be able to verify that that's what's going on.
And here's a big piece. This is something I think I want everybody to take away from this. Go interview the top three agents or top three people at that brokerage and or team and figure out if they're having that success strictly because of them or the resources and the stuff that the team and the brokerage is providing. If they straight up tell you like, this is just me, I'm doing it. Like, I really don't even use my brokerage or team. Let that influence your decision, like for real. And if you go and talk to one of those top team members on that team and they're making 60 grand and they're the best agent on the team, if you want to make 60 grand, join that team. I'll be on it. Like, that's the height at which you're going to be able to obtain. Like, you're only going to be what that ceiling is. And now you might be a better agent than that individual, but you're going to come into that team or that marketplace, and you have to become the very best agent on that whole platform to extend that ceiling.
Yep.
Right? Whereas if you come onto a team, like I know our team is really cool about it. And what we built was the fact that you're going to have agents on our team making 250, 350, some even over 400,000 a year. That's a team I'd want to work for. Yep. And you know your ceiling. You know that's obtainable. And so just think about those things.
And like you said, you can talk to that person because they're sitting next to you, right? It's not just this, oh, somebody said something. Well, who is this mystical 350, 400 gear guy on this team? Oh, he's sitting right there. Go talk to him.
So don't just rely on whoever you're interviewing with or talking to just take their word for it. Go and meet with the best agents on that team or brokerage and ask them, what are you doing? How is this atmosphere? How can I build like you? Yep. And then replicate.
So, and before we leave that success, I think another important part, because in this industry, this is different. We're not W-2 employees here, right? We don't have retirement plans. That's a big thing for realtors. So, you know, are there resources? Are there mentors there? Somebody helping you with a strategy for an exit plan? Do you plan to show houses forever? Okay. Is there a way that your team, your brokerage, somebody might be able to help you? Again, someone who's done it, guys. Follow people that are where you want to be, not somebody that's just telling you something.
100%.
So find people that are doing what you want to do and where you want to be. Can they help you figure out that strategy of how do I exit this business with a retirement plan? How do I set myself up with some income streams? How do I make sure that as I progress in my career, I am preparing for my future so that I don't have to be in a position? You can do it as long as you want. But that's different is having the choice and having to because you never had any exit strategy set up or any planned with that. So that's a big piece of it too because there's not a lot of that in our industry. So finding people that have that piece, and there are teams and brokerages that have that piece. It's something we work on. That is important. It's somebody that's saying, hey, it's not just transactional, guys. We want to go to a bigger picture here.
All right, this next one, guys, this is a key one that you hear a lot, but it's hard to evaluate at first, right? And it's hard to see, and that's culture.
Yep.
You want to join a place that you still want to be at 6 months or a year from now. If you go in saying, man, it feels dead in here, or I feel uncomfortable, or I don't really like anybody, or these people aren't very nice. Like if you have that vibe or that culture right out the gates, it's only going to get worse. Like it's not going to get better. You should want to love being at the place that you're at. You should vibe with the people. You should enjoy the culture, want to do life with them. So some of the cool things for an example is it goes beyond work, right? Do you do activities with some of these people outside of that atmosphere? Are you more likely to be a part of their trainings and their exercises because you enjoy showing up at work and being a part of it? If you don't have that component, if that team of brokers doesn't act with integrity or act with that moral standard that comes with culture, you're going to create a bad environment for yourself. So make sure it has that cultural piece.
Yeah. And part of that, guys, is it's going to bleed right into your business 100%.
Yep.
Is it positive? Are these people growth minded? Like, are you doing stuff? Because, you know, if you equate it to sports teams, right? How many times have we seen a team out there that's got all of these stars and superstars?
Jets. We're going with Jets here.
I'm thinking more of like a Yankees or a Dodgers type. They buy a bunch of players,
good teams.
Right? Buy a bunch of players, but they didn't win it all. Well, how come? Because you still have, you know, that team ability, the culture meshing together, you know, and if you see that on some of these teams, and if that culture and that team portion, if these guys aren't working well together, then everybody doesn't have as much success. When you've got everybody kind of pulling the same way and you've got a positive environment, everybody's trying to make everybody better, man, everybody does better and you keep moving forward together.
I will say that winners find a way to win.
Yeah.
They know how to win. They believe they can win. They just win. Like, so it's not a question on whether or not it's going to happen. They just win. And so I think it's important to remember that if you're surrounded by people that are used to losing or used to not doing well, guess what? You're going to create that same culture in your own lives, in your own business and so forth. And so just look for a winning culture that believes in growth, that believes in building and growing, and you'll do the same in your business.
Yep. Splits.
Oh, my God. The epic splits comment.
Yep. Here it is. Oh, which one's the best splits? I don't know. It doesn't, like, go ahead.
I was going to say, and be cautious, because we ride on both sides of this fence here. Don't let people tell you splits don't matter, because that's not true either.
That's why we put them on here.
It does matter.
Absolutely.
Splits matter. And if someone says, you shouldn't join a team or brokerage because of splits, they're hiding the fact that they have the worst splits in the industry is probably the case. But splits do matter. Percentages and business, at the end of the day, it's a numbers game. It has to make sense.
Yep.
It has to be a win-win for both partners in order for a partnership to grow and succeed. However, don't let that be your first factor. Don't let that be going in like, well, if the splits don't matter, nothing matters, right? At the end of the day, every type of split structure can create an environment that may make sense.
Yep.
So it does matter. However, don't let it be your sole decision-making process.
Right. And I think to expand on your point, this is exactly where I was going, which is know the value, not just the price.
I love that.
You know, the old quote is everybody knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. So like you said, it's like, okay, well then, If this wasn't true, well, let me just find the brokerage or the team with the smallest splits and whatever place is the cheapest, and I'll just go there. Well, that doesn't make any sense, because if you're going, like we always say, hey, 100% of nothing is still nothing. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah.
You have to know the value. Like, what are you paying for? It's the same concept in anything else in life. You know, why doesn't everybody just pick the cheapest car or the cheapest attorney or buy the cheapest food or, you know, anything?
Yeah.
It could be anything. The point is, what is the value? And to Keith's point, of course the cost matters, but what's the value you're getting?
Yeah.
So it's not just, okay, this one's too expensive or this is the cheapest and therefore I make my decision. No, there's a lot more to it. So yes, the split absolutely matters, but what matters way more, what am I getting for what I'm paying here?
I love your food analogy here, and it works so good. So those of you guys out there that are organic food shoppers.
Yeah.
Right? You got a pack of strawberries on one box and a pack of strawberries in the other ones. One's organic, one's not. And it's like $5 difference.
Mm-hmm. It's a big difference.
And some of you guys would think, oh, organic's a scam. Whatever. Whatever you guys want
to
say. Half of you guys.
That's
yeah, exactly.
Cool.
That's up to you on determining value. However, half of you guys go and grab the $5 more expensive box of strawberries because it's organic or because of whatever other factor there is. So clearly you weight value that supersedes the cost or the price or that split. So know that. So we talk about it all the time on the team. If we gave our agents 10% splits, this is a key factor. If a team out there only offered a 10% split and they ate 90% of it, but you made $250,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year and your time was what you wanted in your life and your business, does it really matter what the split is?
No, not
it doesn't.
Not
because think about it.
There.
If you're getting 10% splits, but you're selling $5, $6, $7 million houses, if that was the way that the value mattered,
yep.
It doesn't matter then. You're living in the box that you should. Or vice versa, you got so much business done for you on your behalf. Like, it all matters on value, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, just don't weight that number and be like, oh, this team sucks or this broker sucks because they're charging more than somebody else.
Yeah.
Does
and also,
not mean that.
And don't go to your point. Don't go with the false narrative that, well, that team is taking this massive split. That's because they're doing all of that. It's like, are they really?
Yeah.
So that's the whole point. Like we said, know the value. And so are you getting? Because sometimes you're going to pay that split and you're going to get a ton for it. And the value is totally there. Sometimes, as we've seen with some teams out there that give a bad reputation, their splits are massive and there's not much coming back. Right. And so you have to weight those because they are both. There's great ones out there and great brokerages and teams. And there's ones that are not great.
So let's dive into a little different sidestep of this same conversation. And obviously the team in the brokerage convo is going to come up a lot, like where should I be? And there's going to be different decision makings outside of that, obviously. But when it comes down to it, we're heading into a different marketplace. We're heading into a different environment. And the question keeps coming up, why should I join a team or should I just go as an individual? Like what really is that value difference? Like what is the reasoning between one way or the other?
Yep. Yeah. And it really is, you have to understand, you know, what the team provides that you wouldn't get individually at a brokerage. And I will say there's some brokerages out there that try to claim that they can do all of this. But if you're just doing it at a general brokerage in that large environment, I have a tough time believing that. That doesn't, again, mean if that's the way that somebody chooses to go, if say they're more experienced or, you know, that's the way they want to go, that's fine. And that's what we're trying to say, guys, is evaluate your decisions and understand, you know, what you're getting somewhere, what you're not getting somewhere, how things work, and what makes sense for you. So biggest thing with it is, you know, why does somebody join a team? And what we say is it puts you on the fast track to make more money than you would alone. It shortens the learning curve that you get training and experience from people that have done it successfully. Because again, that's the key, is people who have actually done it and been where you want to be, so that it shortens that curve for you and puts you on that fast track, like we said, right? You don't want to be out there trying to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to be out there reinventing the wheel. If you can save time, money, effort, and get to where you want to go 10 times faster than you could on your own, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah. So I got a question for you, Pete, because this one comes up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for 10, 12 years. I've been an individual agent this whole time, and I don't need to join a team. Teams are for new agents. Teams are for the 1 to 3 years. Why would I ever join a team?
That's a good question, Keith. Are you where you want to be? Is your business where you want it to be? Are you having the success that you want? Because if you're making the money you want, you're having the success that you want, you've got the time figured out that you want, then yeah, keep doing your thing, man,
cool.
If it sounds like it's working. But somebody's been doing it for 5, 10, 15 years. If you are not where you want to be in your business, if you want to do more business, if you want to maybe fix that time allocation. If you want to improve and do more, that would be a reason to potentially join a team, no matter how long you've been in the business. Yeah. So it's not a time thing. It's, are you where you want to be? Are you having the success that you want? Or are you trying to get to new levels? Are you trying to level up your business and get more?
I think another element of that, because I love that. And I think a lot of the times we see so many team leaders saying every agent should be on a team. And I disagree with that statement greatly. And I think there's a couple reasons why you wouldn't be on a team, mm-hmm. right? And one of the ones I've talked about all the time is if you're an agent and you know what you're doing at a very high level and you're only going to do one to two deals on the side and you're cool with being a part-time agent and doing it, don't join a team.
Right.
Like, don't give up the splits to grow a big business if you're literally going to do one deal every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Go find the 100% shop brokerage, the cheapest route, do your one to two deals a year and get out and be done and make your little side cash. If you're trying to grow and make it a career, that's where you look at the team model and you start looking at the other things. Yeah. Now, the other piece of it that I always say is if you see your single agent business slipping a little bit, we're coming into a market that's going to be maybe one of the toughest real estate agent markets we've seen in a long time. It's been easy the last couple of years. It's getting tougher quickly. A real estate team with leads, resources, training, guidance can securitize your business and have a little bit more of a floor on your business. As a single agent, you don't have a floor. Your floor is zero. That's the way that it is.
Right.
On good teams, you have a standard floor based on leads and opportunities that are presented to you, mm-hmm. which gives you some sense of security for your business.
Right.
So think of that as well.
Like you said, you've got access to this additional lead flow, deal flow that you wouldn't necessarily have on your own, relationships that are there. And I like how you put it, to put a floor in that, you know, it should help you get level up, like we're saying, and get that ceiling higher if you know you've got at least some kind of baseline stuff to work with. Another big thing, you know, that a lot of agents really like with it, and I think this is a key to a good team as well as you've got there, it's plug and play. Mm. Can I just show up and have plug in? And what do we mean by plug and play? What's my team providing for me? We've got if they got my marketing items, listings taken care of, transaction coordination, you know, maybe my open house kits if we're doing that, vetted partnerships, which are, I mean, let's be honest, guys. Like I always say, the partnerships don't matter until they matter. Doesn't matter what title company that you are working with until there's a problem, right? Doesn't matter until it matters. Yeah. So you've got teams that have vetted these and have strong relationships. So you've got all of these pieces where you go, okay, I can show up, get into this training, put the work in. There's a pathway. There's those systems. There's those processes there. There's these resources here. Plug and play. I'm ready to go.
The other piece of this, guys, is time. I tell you what, I am lazy about my time. I am. I'm here to say it first.
Well, maybe you just value it differently. You value certain
like,
things.
I don't want to waste time. The one big pet peeve I have, like one of my biggest, is time efficiency. Like I hate wasting time or spending time on things that someone else could do better than me.
Yep.
It's huge. When you join a team, you have a transaction coordinator behind you. And you have other systems and marketing reps and sales managers and someone to keep you accountable. You have all of these pieces behind you. And sometimes I don't want to keep myself accountable. I want a partner helping me do that. Yeah. Sometimes I don't want to do paperwork. In fact, that's all the time. Mm-hmm. And in this situation, I have a transaction coordinator behind me. That's better at me than that. Yeah. Like they're really good at that task. Why would I want to do it less efficiently when I could be out doing my strengths? Like going and getting deals and creating transactions. So think about it. It's beyond just the split concept of things with a team. It's if you're doing the highest paid job on your business possible, which if you're a great salesperson, it's lead generating and creating relationships, then wouldn't you want to do that 100% of the time and let the things that don't create money be offloaded onto people that do that for a living and are really good at that? So think about that. Your time efficiency goes way up and it should give you time back. So if you're joining a good team, like they should be giving you your time back.
It should be. And not only that, I want to take it a little bit different as well, which is something that people don't think about with time, because everything you hit on is 100% true and you hear people talk about that thing. I want to give you a little bit of a different perspective going back to that training and people having success. Okay. And the example we always use is open houses.
Mm.
How many times have we run into people who go, I've done 40, 50, 60 open houses. I've got nothing.
They suck.
They suck. They don't work. And so you sit here and let's bring it back to the time. So now you're taking time away from your family, your friends, your recreation, whatever you want to do. And you're going out here on a Saturday and spending 4 hours, 8 hours doing this, and you're not getting anything. When you step into a training with a team that has success on these, that says, this is how you run a successful open house. And yeah, there's a big difference. If you guys don't think so, mm-hmm. you ain't doing them right, because there is a right way and a wrong way. And it's not a little difference. It is a massive difference, huge, huge difference. And if you're doing that all of a sudden, then you are using your time more efficiently.
Yep.
All of a sudden, maybe I don't have to do as many because I can get a deal out of every one or two that I do, as opposed to this is legitimate. We've talked to so many people. I've done 20, 30, 40, 50 and can't get a deal. That is insane. That is insane to me. You should not be doing it like that. That's not, something's not working there.
If you're doing that, go join a team, please. Yeah,
please, like, please, for God's sakes, like, stop wasting your time.
Exactly. So I think that it's so key that they need to have the things that you could not get individually. And a big piece of that, probably one of those other big factors, is leads, guys. Lead flow securitizes your business. We talked about it a little bit. Yep. It helps give you a floor. And there are lead opportunities that you can get on a team that you otherwise would not get. Big teams have opportunities to create relationships and partnerships to generate leads yep. for free to you and take it out of the end of the split. They pay for it. They can handle all the upfront stuff. They can handle the coordination of it. They can lock in those relationships and make the leads better, right? Whereas if you're an individual, you might be paying cost per click and you might struggle through that process. And even then, you're not even going to have access to certain leads. Like we see Zillow and some of these other platforms, they're only partnering with the best and the strongest teams in the valley. And that's something that you would not be able to get if you weren't on a team.
You have access, not only the money that you have, but again, back to the time. I think people, for some reason, agents don't factor that in. They go, I have to pay a split on that. It's like, okay, but you know, if you didn't have that lead source, sure, you save the split. But now you've got to go spend your own time and your own money trying to get leads that may not be as good, as opposed to what are you paying the split for? Well, the time, the money that it took to get that fund. It's like it's... Otherwise, you're doing your own marketing and trying to do your own stuff. You're still paying it.
Which you just, could. Just pay differently. You
absolutely could. But to pretend that you're not paying it, and this is what amazes me with agents, is, oh, well, then I don't have to pay a referral split on a lead. You still paid a whole bunch. What are you talking about? You might end up paying double just because of the way you're factoring it out. Guys, this is a business. Let's figure out how those numbers work and look at those things.
So, and again, I think the last piece we touched on the brokerage side of things, you join a team for culture.
Yeah.
As an individual, you're not going to have that unless you really love your dogs at home and your whatever you're doing individually.
Absolutely. And we talked about, like you said, the positive culture and the success and all that. But guys, remember this. Success breeds success. And what we mean is, if you are surrounding yourself with agents and leaders and people that are doing stuff and having success, that stuff naturally rubs off. And what do we mean by rubs off? Because you're around the people and you are seeing the actions that they're taking every day, you're seeing what they're doing, and you can jump in right alongside them. And if you start having those, doing those actions every single day, having these habits, then that leads to your success. So that culture and being around that and jumping in and being able to work alongside these people doing that, it just pushes you to get there.
And at the end of the day, I'd rather have success with other people than blindly have success alone. Like, that's not fun, in my opinion. And I think a lot of people mirror the same thing. I would rather have success with others and feel that energy and have it carry on, because you can only be so successful individually out in the dark by yourself for what, 6 months, a year, 2 years, and you're consistently looking to, you know, scratch that itch again and be around people. So it's beyond that. Having success together on a winning team, you know, is so much more powerful at times than just doing it alone.
Yep. I think, hopefully, guys, we don't want to make it super long. There's a lot of stuff you can always think about going over here. But I think that gives you the key points, is to really think about some of these stuff, gives you some good questions to ask here and some good things to consider when you're looking at brokerages, teams. How do I pick team versus individual? There's a lot of that out there. Hopefully, you guys got something good out of this.
All right, guys. Like always, follow us on all our social media platforms at The KP Elite. Super excited to continue bring great topics every week to help you guys grow your business and just tackle the real estate industry as a whole. We'll see you guys next time.
See you guys.